We will be watching Rousey versus Carano. The heck is wrong with you? You think we won't be? This is great news for the unemployed, okay? We didn't get Kayla Harrison and Amanda Nunes this year. You took that away from us. Kayla had neck surgery, whatever that was.
I broke my back.
We lost our one good women's MMA fight that we get per year. We get one per year. It's like a little coupon, right? Last year, Cortez getting her eyelash punched off by Rose Namajunas. That was it. We had Harrison versus Pena. We had the Yan Dynasty versus the Zhang Giant, the Zhang Dynasty. Okay. The year before that, we had Grasso versus Shevchenko. One. Okay. We needed our one good women's fight per year, and we lost it. But God, he looked on us and he had mercy. God heard the cries of the Israelites. No, not those Israelites. Not those Israelites either. Okay, never mind. God heard our cries. We said, we want a good women's MMA fight. And so Ronda Rousey and Gina Carano have now agreed to fight in an MMA bout on Netflix. And so for over a decade that we've had this question, and I know you've been walking down the street thinking this too. What if Gina Carano fought Ronda Rousey? You've been thinking that for the last 10 years, haven't you? It's the ultimate what if. May 2026, we're finally getting the answer, man. On the 16th in the Intuit Dome, Los Angeles, they're going to be fighting in a five-round, 145-pound bout, headlining Netflix's first ever live MMA event. And we will be watching this fight. I don't care that Gina Carano is 43 years old. I don't care. Okay, I don't care that Ronda Rousey's 39. We're looking past that, man. Let me explain to you why you should actually care about these two women who were fighting during the Bush administration. That's right, George W. Bush. But for real though, now watch this drive. But for real though, these are the godfathers of women's MMA. Everything that we have now in women's MMA comes from these two women. If we didn't have Gina Carano, we would not have Mackenzie Dern. If we didn't have Ronda Rousey, we wouldn't have Valentina Shevchenko. And that's just the way it is. But I'm going to explain to you why you should actually care about this fight. And then at the end, I'm going to share with you why this fight is happening from Ronda Rousey's words herself that she said in an interview. We're going to look at that. First, let's start with Gina Carano. So she started out as a Muay Thai fighter. She had a 12-1 record. She made her pro MMA debut in 2006 and quickly became the face of women's MMA. She was a Muay Thai fighter. She had a striking heavy style. So she had exciting fan-friendly bouts. But she had her national television debut against Julie Kedzie in 2007. You can tell that, you know, it was a very heated fight, but it looks like they're just best friends here. And so she went undefeated, basically, until August 15th, 2009, when she headlined Strikeforce Carano versus Cyborg. Now, this fight, Carano versus Cyborg, was the first time in history that a major MMA event was headlined by two women. Okay, they still don't even do this anymore. I can't remember the last time that a women's MMA fight headlined a card, unless it was Amanda Nunes, or unless it was even Valentina Shevchenko doesn't headline now. But this is the first time that a card was headlined by two women. Although Gina Carano lost by TKO in the first round, this was a big fight. It showed that women could draw crowds, they could be main event draws. But after this, she retired. After her first loss in her career, she retired, started doing movies, man. She was in Fast and Furious 6. She was in The Mandalorian, as you see here, dressed whatever she's wearing.
What the hell?
She was in Deadpool. Here we can see her fighting Yoel Romero in his base form. And so that's Gina Carano. She's been inactive for 17 years now. Ronda Rousey, she's been inactive for 10 years. Now, we probably are more familiar with her story, right? She was the first American woman to win an Olympic medal in judo. She got bronze in the 2008 Beijing Games. So already we can see a timeline difference, right? When she made her pro debut in 2011, I mean, if you remember this, it was insane. Okay, now in hindsight, you know, people like to laugh at it and we like to look at that video of her striking and punching. And it is goofy. She does look stupid in that video. But you know what she didn't look stupid doing? Having seven arm bars in a row. Armbar, almost every fight that she had, she won by armbar in the first round. It was like the women's version of Tom Aspinall. It was like the women's version of Francis Ngannou, even more dominant than Francis Ngannou. And so she became the final Strikeforce women's bantamweight champion before being brought over to the UFC. In 2013, she became the UFC's first ever women's bantamweight champion. They basically made the belt for her. And she defended her belt six times, which was a record at that time. Then we know that she had that loss to Holly Holm in 2015. She had a loss to Amanda Nunes in 2016. And after that, she ran to the WWE. I don't blame her. Now, both these women, they retired real quick. Get one loss, two losses, and we're out. We're going to the movies, man. So definitely, like, these are icons right here. But here's the tale of the tape here. Gina Carano, 43. Ronda Rousey, 39. Gina Carano was active from 2006 to 2009. Ronda Rousey came after 2010, 2016. That is why we haven't had this fight. Both of them have pretty good records, but compared to records now, 12-2, it's like, they were just getting started. 7-1? For her to be as famous as she was with a 7-1 record is pretty crazy. Primary style, Muay Thai, Judo, Rolling Sport. Okay, you can tell AI wrote this. I don't care. Yeah, last fought in 2009, last fought in 2016. So we have a combined 24 years of inactivity with these two women. Now I'm going to look at an article, and this is from MMAfighting.com. And this gives us a little more insight on how this fight came together. I find this really interesting, the reason why Ronda Rousey said she's returning. She said, Carano was really the driving force between everything that led to this fight, which is now being promoted by Jake Paul's Most Valuable Promotions. Boo, boo, Jake Paul, we don't like him. But she says, I was 9 months pregnant, and I saw a video of Gina Carano giving an interview, and she didn't look good, Rousey said. She gained an unhealthy amount of weight, and my first thought was, oh my God, what can I do to help? Okay, this is classic Ronda Rousey. The most backhanded compliment. It wasn't even a compliment, just a backhanded statement. So the reason why this fight happened was I was 9 months pregnant and I saw that she was getting fat. So I said, I'm going to fight her. That's Ronda Rousey for you, kids. There is no, like, when we talk about some of the greatest fighters of all time, it takes a great mind also. We can all agree, no one has a mind like Jon Jones. No one has a mind like Conor McGregor. No one has a mind, guys, like Ronda Rousey. And that can go in a negative way and also in a positive way. No one has a mind like Tom Brady. No one has a mind like Floyd Mayweather. It's just like, only she would say something like this. She gained an unhealthy amount of weight. My first thought was, oh my God, what can I do to help? Here's what I'll do to help. The reason why I thought this is because she's the one woman, not only in MMA, that doesn't owe me a dang thing, but that I owe immensely. I'm always trying to look out for what I could do for her. See, so she's like, it's a backhanded compliment. I owe her everything. And I saw that she got fat. So I want to offer her a fight. When I was in a similar spot and depressed and gave up on the world and inadvertently gave up on myself, what I needed was a goal and something to reignite my passion again. I always said Gina's the one person that I would come back to fight for. I thought, you know what? She needs this. She needs this fight. The more I thought about it, I was like, I need this. I really need this fight. While the fight was announced on Tuesday, Rousey says that talks about facing Carano date much further back, but it just took time to strike a deal for the bout to happen. Now the two MMA legends are scheduled to clash at the Intuit Dome in Inglewood for more than 300 million subscribers. All right. Now we, come on now. We know 300 million people are not about to watch Gina Carano versus Ronda Rousey. But we will be watching Gina Carano versus Ronda Rousey. Ain't that right, fellas? One thing I don't like about this bout is that they seem like they're buddy-buddy about this. It'd be really cool if they weren't buddy-buddy. It'd be really cool if there was some beef with it. Like, I'm sure Ronda Rousey's going to go out there and try to kill her. But I think in one of these articles, it even says, she says, I told her, if I have to go out there and train you myself to fight me, I will. We made it happen. We had to work together to overcome every obstacle to get here. It's really surreal because it's been a secret for so long. I can't believe I'm actually able to talk about it. So I don't know if they have been training together. I don't know if they are buddy-buddy.
I don't know if he's on drugs.
But to get Gina Carano out of her slump, to get Ronda Rousey back in the ring is a pretty large feat. I guess we can thank Jake Paul for that. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks for watching. This is Flying Squirrel MMA. Like and subscribe if you want to like and subscribe. It's up to you. I'll see you guys later. Peace.